candidates within the first day. Over 2.3 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter with their hiring needs, and my business is one of them. So while other companies might overwhelm you with way too many options, stick with ZipRecruiter because they'll help you find what you're looking for, that needle in the haystack. And again, right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/BPB, like Bigger Pockets Business. ZipRecruiter.com/BPB. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay, so I want to kind of dig in a little bit more because I understand, and I just want to highlight again that each of you women have not just started businesses. A lot of us start businesses, and a lot of us do okay. We make enough money to support our families and to have some time freedom. But you've all taken it to the next level. You figured out how to take these efforts, these businesses, your lives, and make them big businesses and big lives and big efforts. And we talked a little bit about how to do that. Prioritization, saying no, really knowing what your mission is. But for those of us that might be, let's call it stuck, we've taken our business, we've grown it a little bit, and now we've hit a plateau, or we feel like we found our mission in life and we've done a little bit with it, but we haven't been able to take it big. Do you have any advice for us and for our community on really how to take things to the next level, how to turn an ordinary business into a big business, an ordinary life into a big life? What's some advice you have for us on how to do that?
I think that the biggest thing, Jay, and this is Sarah, is that you've got to learn the power of hiring. You've got to learn the power of hiring the right people, hiring the right way. We use the term leverage in our community, which means having someone come in to do things for you that then allow for you to have your time freed up to focus on what's most important. And one of the things that we like to talk about a lot is, I mean, all of us are female empire builders. And what that means is that we have obviously a lot on us with our business. We also have a lot on us at our homes, right? Females still sort of lead the way in the home empire, right? And because of that, one of the first things that we like to talk about a lot is learning leverage at home. And all of our listeners right now, if you have a lot on your plate at home, we want to give you permission today to, you know, get that cleaner, you know, get someone to help you with cooking dinner, you know, find help in your business, in your home life, because that is going to help you with your business, right? We like to say your kids don't care who cooked the meal, but they do care that you eat it with them. Right. And so like, you don't have to do all the things right at home. You don't have to be the one doing all the things, but learning leverage. And we want to give every listener permission to learn leverage and hiring first at home, because that will free you up to really focus on your business as well.
And I would just add, it's not easy. I just wanted to acknowledge that, especially that, you know, I come from a small town in northern Minnesota where, you know, my great grandmother shoveled her own walk until she was about 98 years old. And so the thought of hiring a housekeeper or getting someone to mow your lawn or especially getting help at work is something that was so foreign to me. And it was extremely hard. And so if you're listening out there and you struggle with that, I totally relate to that. And so does everybody here on this podcast. And yet, you know, if you want to move forward with your business, you absolutely can't do it all. You've got to get help. And so what I tell people is, you know, especially when you're starting out, put a piece of paper on your desk, tape it to your desk, take a Sharpie and write my not to do list. And ooh, every time you're at home or at work and you're doing something that feels like a waste of your time, or honestly, you know, you're not good at it, you put it off one time, you put it off two times, you put it off three times, write that down on your list. And then you've got your job description for your first assistant. And you hire someone who wakes up every day and loves to do those things that you hate to do. Because I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, we can't imagine anyone wanting to enter names in a database or, you know, create checklists or all those things that we as entrepreneurs, we are just terrible at and we hate to do. But there are lots of people who wake up every day and they're like, yay, I get to update a database today. And so it's like Sarah said, you're giving that opportunity to someone else, and then you continue to run towards what you're good at. And you do that at home, you do it at work, and your job description gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and you fire yourself from every job that you're not good at, and you hire someone who's better at that job. And then all of a sudden you look up, you're like, wow, I've got an empire here.
Love that. Jay, I think, no, here, I'm going to do Alexa, create my not to do list. Alexa, and take the car in for an oil change to my not to do list. Right. And wasn't this past 12 months, didn't the last 12 months just bring this whole concept front and center? Right. It's like, I think for so many years, we're all just, you just do what you do. You just keep going and you keep going. You're like, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. It's easier to do it myself. They'd have to find someone to do it, et cetera, et cetera. But then COVID, and I don't think we need to like belabor that point, but I think it's just added so many more facets of all these things that you're already doing and turned them up to that like billionth degree, right? It was crazy. So Via or Say, do either of you have like any tips on how we like physically go about once we have this Alexa created list of 72 trillion things that are on